This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, tremendous last Sunday.
Not good enough.
But he did not win NFC Offensive Player of the Week, did he, Scott?
No, he didn't. He didn't, Doug.
Let's go over Goff's numbers here real quick and just to make sure that recap exactly what our quarterback did against the Jags. We know that they had the ball seven times, the first team offense. They scored seven touchdowns.
Yeah.
Our quarterback went 24 of 29, 412 yards, four touchdowns, no picks, four carries, 21 yards. He's versatile.
Forgot about the 21 yards, yeah.
Who won NFC Offensive Player of the Week, Scott?
I don't think they did it this week.
Oh, they did.
I think they just passed.
Oh, they did it. Tell the people who won NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
Taysom Hill from the New Orleans Saints. Taysom Hill.
What'd he do?
As a quarterback, he was one of two for 18 yards and an interception. So naturally, you should make him the player of the week.
He had one more interception. He was 50% completion, 18 yards.
Yeah.
Goff had no interceptions, four touchdowns, 412.
But this guy's going to be player of the week.
Why is that?
Well, he ran the ball seven times for 138 yards and three touchdowns, including a 75-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
He also caught eight passes for 50 yards, no touchdowns. Yeah, great. I mean, nice. He had a 10-yard touchdown run, a 33-yard run, and then a 75-yard run. It's a pretty good day.
Yep.
I mean, it's not 400 yards passing. It's not 24 out of 29. It's not four touchdown passes. It's not 21 yards rushing on four carries for a couple of first downs there. It's also not a perfect quarterback rating for the game, which Jared Goff is now the only player in NFL history to throw for over 400 yards and have that perfect in-game rating more than once. He's done it twice. It's only happened seven times. But go ahead. Go ahead. Give it to that guy. Give it to the give it to Mr. Hybrid, who had a hell of a game on Sunday. It was a hell of a game.
Our guy's Mr. Hybrid. He had four carries for 21 yards.
Taysom Hill had a hell of a game. But, I mean, I'm sorry. 412. Four touchdowns, perfect quarterback rating, and the 21 yards rushing in addition, Doug. Yeah. Whatever.
All right. So I got a prediction about our Lions. But first, coming out of the commercial break, I said something to you. I said, for future reference, my answer is
Frank Ragnow.
So I texted John Jansen.
Yes.
I said, John, topic we did today about the Lions jerseys as Christmas gifts. Would you get any of your kids a Lions jersey as a Christmas gift? And if so, what jersey would you choose? I sent that at 1:17. At 1:18, he responded, yes, right now. Boom!
I know he loves himself some Frank Ragnow. It does not surprise me in the least. I also got a response. I texted my my friends who were pickleball tycoons on the East Coast.
Can we get to that? Well, go ahead. I teased something else, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So
because this is fantastic.
I asked them if there's two guys, Bob and Eric, and I asked them if they had seen anything like this. If they and Bob replied, "LOL, I saw that as well." I would say that we have never seen it, but as the youth join in and the competitive aspect and testosterone increase, it's definitely getting chippier. And then he replied with, pickleball was about being fun and social, athletic with a pinch of competitiveness. The pinch has become a dollop. His buddy Eric chimed in, says, Bob, who hit me square in the chest last night with a slam. Bob replied with, blank you, you blank. And then Eric said, see what he means? Fun and social, athletic with a pinch of competitiveness.
So great. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
It's this is not the pickleball you grew up with, people. It's getting more intense.
Who grew up with pickleball?
I don't know. Nobody. Okay, prediction for the Lions. It's new this year. Monday Night Football can be flexed.
Can be flexed.
Yep. Monday Night Football can be flexed.
If you starting when?
Let's see here. I think it's week 13.
Okay.
Which is this week. Well, I got the story here somewhere.
Well, that's really not going to affect the Lions and the Lions because of, you know.
Well, not this week.
Right. And then they've already got the Thursday matchup for week 14. So maybe week 15, let's see how it affects starting week 15.
Mm-hmm.
And
who do the Lions play?
First of all, they already have two games on. That's a two Monday night game.
Oh, schedule. I'm well aware.
Yeah. The two Monday night games are Chicago at Minnesota and Atlanta at the Raiders.
Yep.
Not the greatest matchups.
Nope. Who do the Lions play?
The Lions play at home.
Against?
Buffalo.
Dude.
That is absolutely going to get flexed to Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question that.
I
don't want it to be flexed to Monday night, but I will say this. As much as I don't want it flexed because I don't want the Monday night, I'm tired of the Monday night stuff.
Yep.
You know, for me personally, going to the games and getting home at 3:00 in the morning, I don't like it. But Buffalo at Detroit deserves to be on Monday Night Football.
So, flexible scheduling procedures for 2024. Now, you can only be in prime time, and Thanksgiving doesn't count, 6 times. Lions have been on prime time 5 times, or will be, including that Thursday night Green Bay game, will have 5 times. Buffalo will have 5 times. They both have one more option. For this year, Sunday Night Football games can be flexed twice between weeks 5 and 10, and it's up to the NFL discretion weeks 11 to 17. So those games can all be flexed moving forward. For Monday Night Football, it may be used at the NFL's discretion weeks 12 through 17. Thursday Night Football might be used up to twice weeks 13 to 17.
So looking at the rest of the schedule that day, though, there mm-hmm. are other competitive games for sure. Pittsburgh's at Philadelphia. Yep. That could be interesting. Tampa's at the Chargers. That could be interesting. Green Bay is the Sunday night game that week at Seattle. So maybe
they won't flex that. They won't flex the Sunday night game.
That's interesting.
So what we got? Atlanta, who is 6-5 at Vegas, is 2-8. That's gone. That's not going to be played on Monday night. And what's the other one?
Chicago, Minnesota.
4-6 versus 8-2. I could see both those games getting flexed out of Monday night. The Lions in Buffalo, 9-1 versus 9-2 right now, getting flexed into Monday night. And then you said Green Bay and who?
Yeah, Green Bay at Seattle. There's Tampa at the Chargers. Pittsburgh at Philly. The other one. Pittsburgh at Philly looks like a good one. The other one is Washington at New Orleans. Now, if New Orleans keeps playing well,
they're 4-7. They might have to play real well.
Well, but that's still how many weeks down the road here?
Well, they could win a couple games between now and then, and I suppose some of these teams could lose. I would bet that both the Lions game against Buffalo gets flexed to Monday night in week 15, and if you can do 2 in 1 week, I would think Pittsburgh Philly. That'd be a hell of a Monday night slate. I mean, I love the two Monday night thing, two games on Monday night.
Now, Detroit's already playing Monday night against San Francisco on the 30th of December.
Yep. Something to keep an eye out for.
Yep.
new to Monday Night Football.
And then the last game of the last week of the schedule, everything could be a flex. They don't have anything enough.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.